suppose this story was around or broke, was it last year when the Darren Weir situation broke? Oh, the man who we're about to speak to will tell us, because he was at the forefront and broke it all. And again, it's got further developments. Front page, Herald Sun, police swoop on Melbourne Cup winning trainer Darren Weir. Horse torture charges. It's a horrible headline. Leo Schlink has been good enough to join us. Leo, welcome.
Thanks, Gary. How are you?
We're going well. We're on the verge of a massive spring carnival, obviously, where we, for those of us who are sort of part-time horse lovers, turn our attention to it. And that's not the headline I wouldn't think that racing would want to see on the front of the Herald Sun.
No, it's not. And this is a story that, as you alluded to, has been brewing for a while. And the police arrests were in interviews back in January, and the investigation had been going since August last year. And we got to yesterday when the charges were finally issued. So that'll play out over the next couple of weeks. October 23, the four people will appear in the Melbourne Magistrates Court.
So this is the escalation, Leo. We've dealt with it from a racing point of view, and we know that Darren got suspended for 4 years. These are criminal charges now that he's got to deal with. And what potentially could he be looking at?
Yeah, it's hard to say. There's nine counts in all. Six of them relate to animal cruelty. There's another that relates to defrauding Racing Victoria. And it all relates to the jiggers that they found at his place in January, allegedly. So it's hard to know what the penalties potentially might be. But needless to say, he'll be getting the best legal advice, and he'll be... contesting this when it goes to court. I think October 23 is the date.
Leo, were there any surprises in these charges?
I think probably just that when you look at it, Tim, we haven't seen the particulars of charges yet, and the media probably won't have access to those until the morning of the court appearance. But when you look at some of the language, it's quite graphic when you talk about torture, etc. That's the thing that, in terms of what Gary said, in terms of headlines and grabbing the wrong attention for the wrong reasons, that was pretty confronting. Jared McLean faces 16 charges, Tyson Kermode 7, and Willie Hernan 1. That'll play out a little bit further today on a different side of things, on a racing side, when those three gentlemen will appear before the stewards. There's three separate inquiries out at Racing Victoria from 2 o'clock, and then we'll have a bit more definition about what will happen. And then at some point down the track, Darren Weir, who is disqualified already for 4 years, he'll be asked to reappear before stewards on these new police charges.
Leo, would I be right in saying that Darren Weir would have been expecting what took place yesterday?
I reckon he would have, but I think that recently there's been a fair bit of chatter in racing about how he was confident, very optimistic about possibly looking at some kind of relief from his four-year disqualification. I'm not sure on what grounds, but maybe on what might happen to Jared McLean. Those two cases have been sort of concurrent. He's had a lot of visits from police, and he's had a lot of chats with lawyers. It wouldn't have taken him by surprise, that's for sure.
And reading your article, Leo, you talk about photographic evidence believed to have been presented to Weir, and also that maybe cameras were secretly planted in Weir's Ballarat stables.
That's right. This whole thing started back in August, Gary, and there was a time when there was a police camera in Darren Weir's stables at Ballarat. It was discovered inadvertently around Christmas time. And then things escalated fairly quickly after that. We got through January. There were horse sales in New Zealand. Darren went across there. He flew back on a Tuesday night, and there was a dawn raid the following morning. And that's when the jiggers were discovered in the bedroom. And from what I understand, there was a fair bit of intelligence about exactly where they were.
And with Jared McLean, is he's still training, yeah?
He is. My understanding that he applied to transfer his horses yesterday so they could run this weekend. There's some in at Ballarat, I believe. Racing Victoria will consider that application, but I'd imagine, given what goes on today, that there's a very good chance that he'll be stood down from his duties. Willie Hernan is a registered track rider still, and Tyson Kermode also works in the racing industry. He's registered also, so it wouldn't surprise by the end of business today that those three gentlemen might be asked to argue why they shouldn't be stood down.
And if he was convicted, if he was prosecuted successfully, Darren Weir, over all these charges, what would be the maximum penalty that he may receive?
Tim, I asked some people about that yesterday and no one could tell me. So I'm not sure, but the animal cruelty thing just jumps out at you.
Yeah.
Like people saying, is this a jail offence? I can't imagine. I mean, it's in these circumstances, number one, has to be proved. Number two, there'll be arguments about what kind of issues the animal in question suffered. My understanding that some of the horses involved in this went on and raced within days of this, and that was obviously the whole strategy. If you're the jigger, you know, the alleged jigger used, I'm not saying it's in this case, but if someone is to use a jigger on a horse, it's to improve its performance in a fairly quick space of time. So it's not as though an animal died. That doesn't excuse the behaviour alleged. But I wouldn't imagine that it's jailable, but I don't know the maximum penalties. Those questions were asked yesterday and no one seemed to know.
Hello, fantastic to talk to you. Really appreciate it. We also thought I might ask you about Peter Volandi's suggestion they move the Melbourne Cup. I'm pleased to see that the bait and burley that was thrown out wasn't taken by too many journalists or racing people here in Melbourne.
Yeah, it was. Look, he's a master at creating distractions or at gaining attention for himself and racing in New South Wales. And for that, he deserves a lot of admiration for the way he does it. But you know, tradition's a fantastic thing, and the Melbourne Cup, it's like saying, well, let's take away the grand final from where its spot is and move it to the middle of January or whatever because of some new event in Sydney. It just doesn't have any legs. But yeah, he's very, very good at this. And I think the VRC in particular, Amanda Elliott, by not rising to the bait, they did the right thing.
Yeah, I was pleased to see that indeed. Hey, really appreciate you hopping on your story. You can read all about the Herald Sun front page story about Darren Weir and on the inside as well. We